My name is Anna, and I'm five.
And where do you live? Where are you from?
Anchorage.
That's Anna Boltz, a five-year-old with big blue eyes and blonde curls. Like most kids her age, she loves to play, and among her favorite places is the park. But unlike most kids, Anna can't play just anywhere. Her mom, Leah, explains.
Anna has spina bifida, which is a birth defect where the spine does not completely close around the spinal column, and a section of the spinal column is outside of the body when they're born. She is paralyzed from the knees down. She can walk with the assistance of a walker. For longer distances, we use the wheelchair. We're just getting in the wheelchair, and this is pretty much what we do every time we come here. Luckily today, there's a path plowed out, so let's go walk down here.
Okay.
Anna's mom, Leah Boltz, pushes her wheelchair down the snowy path at Cuddy Park, just beside the Lusac Library in Midtown. Leah's been working on the Parks for All campaign since 2009 to bring a playground for kids of all abilities to Anchorage. Right now, there's no fully accessible playground in the city, but Leah's hoping there soon will be one at Cuddy. She points to an area that's covered with snow.
This area that we're walking by right here on the right is where the playground is supposed to be.
Underneath is grass, rocks, and shrubs. What Leah would like to see is
playground equipment and surfacing that allows children in wheelchairs and equipment that allows for any disability to be able to access it.
That means rubberized surfacing that wheelchairs can go on and ramps.
Access to the top of the equipment is a big thing. We go to the playground now and I lift her up on the slide and she comes down and I lift her up until I can't do it anymore. So this would bring us some ramps up to the top of the equipment where she would be able to wheel up on her own and get out of her chair and slide down.
Mayor Dan Sullivan has endorsed the idea and set aside some funding. Leah and other mothers have also raised a substantial portion of the necessary funds. The remaining $100,000 in funding for the playground is bundled into Proposition 3, the Parks and Recreation Bond on the upcoming municipal election ballot.
For little kids, really how they learn is through play.
That's Amy Simpson, the executive director of the Infant Learning Program in Anchorage. She says little kids with disabilities need a place to learn movement and interact with other kids.
But I also think that it's important for children without disabilities or who may be on a more typical developmental trajectory that they have experience with individuals who are different from them, because that's what builds compassion in our community.
For Anna, the reasoning is much more simple.
I really like playgrounds, and I like the seesaw.
If Proposition 3 passes, Anna and an estimated 8,500 other kids with disabilities in Anchorage could finally have a place to play. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.
No.